Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think as a Browns fan, you might be... Listen, they made a move you don't want them to make. You didn't want them to make. In hindsight, certainly, you didn't want them to make. But you can't say that they ain't trying to win. And you can't say that they are conspiring with all these other teams to fix prices or anything like that. They were going for the gusto when they did it. We'll talk to Mary-Kate Cabot coming up at 8:22 this morning about that. Yesterday, we had Mike Florio. Speaking of that investigation, Mike Florio was on the show. He was with Pablo Torre. And this is, Mike likes to have fun. If it were Pony, I'd cuss him out. Pony's a co-worker. He's another radio guy. Florio likes to have fun, but I think if I started cussing out Florio, who the hell knows what would happen?
A lawsuit on your hands.
I might, I'm not going to cuss out Florio. You get what I'm saying. He's a litigious man. But I've disagreed with Florio on the air before. I mean, the day after Miles had the incident with Mason Rudolph, that was a pretty tight interview right there. Contentious, if you will, with Mike and I. But Mike came on, and he brought up this little bit of information when I asked him about Kenny Pickett, because he has thrown out there the idea that Kenny Pickett, who they just traded for, could be on his way out before the end of training camp.
You got four guys. How are you going to properly get four guys ready for the season? And you got two of them that are rookies. They need their reps. So between Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett, one of them needs to go before training camp opens. Now, that's how a normally functioning football team would operate. With the Browns, you can never account for that because it's like they try to come up with new ways to be dysfunctional. And the dysfunctional thing to do is take all four guys to camp. I saw Mary-Kate Cabot's report from a week or so ago that the Browns may keep all four into the regular season and beyond the trade deadline. And that to me was, somebody's trying to get the folks out there who might be thinking about trying to trade for Pickett to realize you're not going to get him for peanuts. We're not going to cut him if we can't trade him. We'll take him to camp. We'll take him into the regular season. We'll take him past the trade deadline, unless they're going to do the dysfunctional thing and take four guys to camp. And then how are you going to get four guys ready for week one? And before you got to cut, you can't burn four roster spots on a 53-man roster on quarterbacks. You need those spots for other players.
One, oh, yes, you can.
Yeah,
and yes, they may. The second thing is, I can't say he's totally crazy, and the reason is that Andrew Berry is always going to try to get something out of something. It's his job. He's a general manager. I think everybody should try to get something out of something. You're going to say something over here. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jason.
No, I've got a couple different trains of thoughts. Number one, why can't you carry four on the 53? This team isn't going anywhere.
Totally agree.
So what's one extra roster spot?
Don't know.
It's one extra linebacker you're not carrying, or one, I don't know. I think you can nip and tuck the roster somewhere. I don't know where the
only thing is they might find, they have been a team that's been devoid of draft picks for a while. Yeah. And if they do find some kid in the, who they figure is a diamond in the rough somewhere at another position, and they're going, man, this kid, I don't know if we can stash him. Like one of those things,
right?
Maybe. But again, as I say it, I know that that's probably a long shot with you. Yeah.
Here's the thing that I don't understand. And cause I've said before, I think Kenny's the week one starter. For all the people who assume it's Joe, why did they wait till April 11th, a month into free agency, to sign him if he was their starting quarterback? Why wouldn't you have signed him on day one? Why was the first move they made to acquire Kenny Pickett? Why did they wait a month into free agency to sign Flacco if Flacco is who they want to be the starting quarterback on this team?
I just trust Joe more, that's all. I
don't disagree with that, but I'm talking from the Browns' perspective.
Yeah, but when it comes to our arguments, you can't conflate it. Now, I know you're not doing it with me, but I got to ask you: have you heard so many people say they want Joe Flacco? That these people are saying they are going to start Joe Flacco? Because I want Joe Flacco to start the season.
Yeah,
I don't really think I'm going to get my way.
Who do you think it's going
to
be?
I think it's probably going to be. I listen to the people who are actually close to it, and God bless the guys who are national. Because we're about to play one, but there's a lot of national guys who say Joe Flacco, and I'm like, okay, that's great, but when you say Kenny Pickett and some of the other ones that are closer saying Kenny Pickett, I'm like, all right, I guess I'm going to have to buckle up and get ready for the Kenny Pickett experience.
And maybe, because the way I said this before, when I saw him at OTAs, I was really impressed at how Joe could still throw it. Because it's been a couple years since we've seen him, right? And he came out at OTAs, and I said, wow, Joe can he still spin it. Like, I thought he threw it the best of everybody that we saw, but I still have always felt like I just think Kenny Pickett's the day one starter. Now, if training camp comes around and Joe wows everyone and blows everybody away, of course he can overtake him. But I look at the timing of this, and I look at how quickly the Browns moved to acquire Pickett, and I look how long it took them to bring in Flacco and combine it with a couple other things, and I think Kenny is the early leader on this. And a lot of people think I'm nuts.
So Pickett is clearly the guy who's the leader to be starting week one to you.
I wouldn't say clearly. Okay. It's just who I think.
So is he clearly because the question is he closer to being the week one starter or being traded? And I think you're saying he's way closer to being the week one starter.
I think he is, yeah. Or you could be Charlie Fry and you could start week one and get traded in week two.
Greg Rosenthal on NFL Network had this to say about the entire situation.
Ultimately, I think Deontay Johnson.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Johnson is right that the Browns want Kenny Pickett to win the job, but I think Joe Flacco will win the job. And my main reason is just watching how Kenny Pickett has handled his last two opportunities. The film does not lie. And you look at two organizations in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia who both need quarterbacks who essentially gave up on Kenny Pickett. So we know what Joe Flacco can do. He can play at a credible level. He went 4-1 with the Browns before. So if we're going to spend this whole offseason saying Howie Roseman is the best general manager in the game, and they could certainly use a good backup at a low price, and he basically decided to give Kenny Pickett away because Tanner McKee is a better quarterback than him, then ultimately I think Joe Flacco is going to be a better quarterback than him, and Shedeur Sanders will wind up being a backup or a third string quarterback.
And there's people out there in that audio courtesy of NFL Network. There's people out there, Jason, who said, like, oh, Kenny, you hate Kenny Pickett. I'm like, I don't hate Kenny Pickett at all, but I shudder at the thought of Kenny Pickett starting because I know that these guys, these veterans in this locker room, they may come to respect Kenny Pickett. I don't think that they disrespect Kenny Pickett, but I know they respect Joe.
Yes.
And I know they believe that Joe, yeah, I know he has his peccadillos for throwing his interceptions and things like that, but I know they respect Joe and they think that he can conduct the offense. And I think if you start the season, which it's going to be a tough start to the season, it's a tough schedule, it's the NFL, but if you start the season with somebody else, I think you put all these guys in a position where they just start to question you. Like, which lily pad now are we going to go if you don't take the guy that we all trust gives us the best chance to win?
I don't see, and I hear you, the locker room conversation is really interesting to me because, so who are you referring to? Like, name names. Who are the players?
I'm not going to name names.
Why?
Because I'm not going to name names.
All right, I'll name them. Leaders of the team. You're talking about Miles. You're talking about Joel Bitonio.
I'm going to sit here stone-faced and do that because
about Quinshon Judkins? Are you talking about the rookies? Are you talking about the veterans?
This isn't the Nixon tapes. You're not going to get that out of me.
You do it to me all the time.
This isn't Watergate.
Why can't I turn around and do it to you?
I'm not a reporter. I'm not a big J journalist. You are.
All right, couple things.
Put a thumb up or thumb down.
We're still on tape, and Joey does everything he can to make me look bad.
It'll be fine.
Let's talk about the veterans. So let's talk about Miles and Joel, okay? Joel knew what he was signing up for when he came back here. This is probably his last year in the NFL.
I got to be careful. I'm looking into the camera, too. I'm stone-faced.
He knew what he was walking into when he chose to come back for one more year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want Joel to go out with as good a feeling as he can have with the Browns. But the Browns have to worry about the bigger picture here. With Miles, Miles got plenty of money for pain and suffering. Like, Miles, I don't feel sorry for Miles anymore. He took the money. So enjoy the money because you're not going to win. And he knows that. So you can't feel sorry for him. So who else are we really talking about here?
I'm not telling you.
I don't see what playing a 40-year-old quarterback, what is the upside of that? You're going to win an extra game or two?
In the big scheme of things, no. But I think
that's
the veterans,
what the organization has to worry about.
But the veterans, in there, then why sign the guy in the first place? Because the veterans in there are going to go,
agree.
Okay, you guys say it's not worth it, but it's my ass on the line every Sunday.
Yeah.
So I could go out there and I could play a nice long career still. I could have another 3-4 years, or this could be my last snap. And if I don't trust the guy going out there, I'm already going to feel even worse about it. And you know what? Damn it, your fans are going to feel like it's been more of the same. That's why I'm preaching about experience. It's like, guys, you think like the season goes like that. And so many times it does. It's 17 games in 18 weeks. It is a six-week marathon to get ready for this season. I know you got to get ready for it. But this is why it's like, if you're trying to do anything, anything at all, which is just win some games, prove that you know how to coach the football team, and prove that you can motivate some people as being the coach of the football team, you go with the guy who has the experience that they did go on a run with in 2023 that most of the guys that are still on that football team actually remember. That's where you start the year. You don't start off with Kenny Pickett or one of the rookies.
I feel compassion for the players because I remember in the locker room in Washington last year, I went to that game. I booked a late flight and thought, like, I'm going to go just in case, like, it all falls apart. And sure enough, that's where it all fall apart. Washington is where the season ended, as far as I'm concerned. And I remember walking out of that stadium thinking, the Brown season just ended before the Guardian season did. And talking to some people in the locker room who felt like, man, it's October. We've got like 12 games to go. Where do we go from here? Like, how do we get through this? And so I understand that, and I have empathy for that. But as an organization, you have to look at the greater good of how do we get better for the long term? How do we fix this organization? How do we pull us up out of this disaster that we are in following the Deshaun Watson thing? And I don't know how playing a 40-year-old quarterback solves any of that.
I respect that. I also remember now that I was watching that game and I started getting loaded and I was on the phone with Tone. And I remember Frankie LeVue kicking our ass. And I think he had a sack because I was on the phone with Tone and Tone was before me. He goes, guess what you're about to see? And all of a sudden I went, Frankie LeVue, how do you do?
That game was something, man.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.